بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay. This is our seventh session, and as we go into the second half of this course, yani after completing 6 weeks, this is our seventh session, reading from the Sharh of Kitab دروس اللغة العربية لغير الناطقين بها, يعني lessons in Arabic language for non-Arabic speakers. الجزء الأول تعريف دكتور فا عبد الرحيم, and this is the first volume of the book authored by Dr. Fa عبد الرحيم, and the Sharh, the explanation, is by الأستاذ حسين بن أحمد بن عبد الله آلي علي, who is المدرس بمعهد تعليم اللغة العربية بالجامعة الإسلامية, and he is a teacher at the Arabic Language Institute of the Islamic University of Medina. So today, inshallah, in our seventh session, we'll be taking lesson 13 بإذن الله تعالى, الدرس الثالث عشرة. But before we enter into the lesson for today, which is a quite lengthy lesson, it's divided into three parts in the original Medina books, normally it takes several weeks, probably more than 1 month, to cover this lesson, including the English key, the dialogues for each part of each of the three parts, and the exercises for each part. In any case, today, inshallah, بإذن الله تعالى, we hope to cover the sharh and perhaps look at some of the points that are mentioned in the English key as well. But before we do that, inshallah, we want to go back quickly and review what we covered in the previous session number 6, that is lessons number 11 and 12. Yeah. Okay. So let's turn to page 16 of the Sharh. At the top of the page, it says الدرسو الهادية عشرة. الدرسو الهادية عشرة, the 11th lesson. And in this lesson we covered just a couple of points. This lesson was a review lesson. So the first thing that we covered in this lesson, at the top of the page, you see في plus ضمير الغائب, يعني the preposition حرف جاء في plus the pronoun for the third person, ضمير الغائب, the third person pronoun, when they are joined together. That's what the point that we're looking at here. So they said fi, first of all, fi is harfu jarrin, harfu jar, yani a preposition. And then under that it says damiru al-ghaibi al-mudhakkari, yani the pronoun for the third person and masculine. Yani al-ghaibi is third person, المذكر masculine, masculine third person ضمير pronoun. So when في is joined with this third person masculine third person pronoun, which is originally هو, ha with ضمة, because the when هو is preceded by كسر or يا with سكون, we change the voweling from ضمة to كسر, so it became في هي, يعني في هو became في هي. After that it says ضمير الغائب المؤنث, when this preposition حرف جاء في is joined with the feminine third person pronoun, ضمير الغائب third person المؤنث feminine, it becomes فيها, فيها. And then they gave us examples which we went over last week. The second point in this lesson that they mentioned is the bottom half of the page, يا ياء المتكلمي, يا المتكلمي, يعني that is the يا, the harf ya, that represents the mutakallim, the speaker, the first person. Okay? So, it says here, ya'u al-mutakallimi damirun lil-mutakallimi. Yani it is a pronoun. Ya al-mutakallim, the harf ya, is a damir. It's a pronoun that represents al-mutakallim, the speaker. Literally the speaker, the first person. The first person. And then they gave us examples of that. And on the bottom of this page 16, the last thing that they mentioned they gave us this expression, or they gave us, from amongst the examples that they gave us, is with the verb uhibbu. Uhibbu akhi wa ukhti. And what I want to mention here is from the English key that they said, even though we didn't take this in any detail here at this point in this lesson or in this level, but in the English key you will note that the object of a verb, they said the object of the verb is in the accusative case. It's mansoob, and it takes fatha, ending. That is, the object of a verb, the sign that it's mansoob is that it ends with fatha. But it does not appear in a noun which has the possessive pronoun of the first person attached to it. The possessive pronoun, meaning the pronoun that represents, yani, showing ownership or possession of something. Like, kitabi. Yani, that ya is a possessive pronoun that shows that this book is owned by me. Possessed by me. Kitabi, my book. So, whenever the possessive pronoun of the first person is attached to a noun, we're not going to see the fatha. Rather, we're not going to see its sign, even if it was marfu and it's supposed to take dhamma, or it was yani mansub and it's supposed to take fatha, as in this case the object of the verb mansub. We're not going to see the sign of the i'rab, because ya al-mutakallam, this possessive pronoun for the first person singular, must always be preceded by kasra. So that's why in the example uhibbu abi, we don't see that ab yani has a sign of it being mansub, because it has attached to it the suffix ya al-mutakallam. Alright, so this is just a note that we want to make, that the object of a verb is said to be in the accusative case, mansub, and the primary sign of a noun being mansub is that it takes fatha, unless it is connected, suffixed to ya al-mutakallam, the first person singular possessive pronoun. Okay. That's what we covered in lesson 11. In lesson 12, we had kaf al-mukhatabah. Yani on the top of page 17, al-darsu al-thaniya ashara. Al-darsu al-thaniya ashara. The 12th lesson, yani deals with also a number of points. From amongst them, the first, kafu al-mukhatab. Yani the kaf, the pronoun kaf. Kaf fatta. And also it can be kaf with kasra. This pronoun kaf al-mukhatab is the kaf that represents the second person. Mukhatab means the one who is spoken to. Okay, so this is the second person. Al-mutakallam, the speaker, is the first person. Al-mukhatab, the one who is spoken to, is the second person. And al-ghaib, the absent one, is the third person. So here we have the second person, yani singular pronoun, kaf al-mukhatab. They said, kaf al-mukhatab is damirun lil-mukhatabi. Yani it's a pronoun that represents the one who is spoken to, the second person. And by the way, this is a pronoun, here it is muttasil. Okay, we say it is from the dhamair al-muttasila, because it's connected to the noun that it has been attached to. It's attached to something, so it is muttasila. It is a pronoun, here in this case, possessive pronoun. It's a pronoun that is mabniyun, but it's in the place where it should be majroor, because it is mudaf ilayhi. So because it's mudaf ilayhi, it's in the place where it should be majroor. But all pronouns are mabniyun. Okay, so here, kaf al-mukhatab, it's a connected pronoun. It's mudafun ilay, connected to it in idafa. So it's in the place where it should be majroor, but we say it is mabniyun, in the place where it should be majroor, fi mahalli jar. The next line down after kaf al-mukhatab says, Damiru al-mukhatab al-mudhakkar. Now here they're specifying the second person pronoun for the masculine, distinguishing it from the second person pronoun for the feminine. So damiru al-mukhatabi al-mudhakkari is the masculine second person pronoun. Okay? The possessive form of it is ka, as in kitabuka, or kayfa haluka, and the yani personal pronoun that is equivalent to ka is anta, yani as a separate pronoun, yani munfasil, dhamair al-munfasila, anta. So you have anta, yani you are, and you have ka, kitabuka, your book. Then after the examples they gave, you have dhamiru al-mukhatabi al-mu'annathi, yani the feminine second person pronoun, which is the kaf with kasra, ki, kitabu ki, your book, speaking to a female. And the counterpart of it from the unconnected or non-connected, unattached pronouns is anti. So anta goes with ka and anti goes with ki. Going down halfway down the page, we see ana wa anta. So these are actually three pronouns. Ana is the first person singular pronoun, personal pronoun, yani unattached pronoun. Ana, and then we have anta and anti. Both of them are represented here. Anta and anti. The second person, masculine singular and feminine singular. Okay, so let's see what they say about each one of them and skip the examples. Ana is damirun lil mutakallimi. Ana is the damir for the first person speaker, personal pronouns. Yani, contrasted with ya al mutakallim, which is also damir lil mutakallim, but it is a possessive pronoun. Kitabi, my book. Ana Muslimun, I am a Muslim. This is a personal pronoun. Okay. Then we have anta and anti, dhamirun lil mukhatabi, second person pronouns, and then they gave us any examples for each one of them. Al mutakallimu, al mudhakkaru, wal muannathu. Yani the first person pronoun is used for masculine and feminine. Al mukhatabu wal mudhakkar is anta, and al mukhatab al muannath is anti. So here we see that they are connected pronouns which are used to show possession, and then they are unconnected pronouns, unattached pronouns that are used as personal pronouns to speak about a person. Ana, anta, huwa, and hiya, like this. The last thing that on this page that they mention here is ta'anithu al-fa'ili. Ta'anith al-fa'ili. This means that fa'il, the doer of the action, what indicates that it is feminine. Ta'anith al-fa'ili. So then it says underneath that title, al-fa'ilu huwa alladhi yaqa'a ba'da al-fi'li. The fa'il, the subject, the doer of the action of the verb, it is the word that comes after the fi'il. The fa'il comes after the fi'il. As in the example he gave us, kharaja Muhammadun, yani Muhammad went out, kharaja is the fi'ilun, and Muhammadun is the fa'ilun. And then they gave us yani more examples. On page 18, the last thing that we covered is alladhi and allati. At the top of page 18 of the sharh, alladhi and allati. And what they said about these, that's what we want to look at. Alladhi is ismun mawsulun lil mufradi al mudhakkari al aqili wa ghayr al aqili. Alladhi is ismun mawsulun, relative pronoun. Lil mufradi, for that which is singular, not for the muthanna, dual, not for the jam, plural. Lil mufradi, singular. Alladhi is only used for singular. The ism, mawsul, the relative pronoun for that which is singular, al mudhakkar, but masculine. Okay, and it's used for aqil and ghayra aqil, both. Okay, allati is the same. Ismun mawsulun, relative pronoun. Lil mufradi, for that which is singular, not for dual and plural. Okay, so alladhi and allati are both relative pronouns used for the singular. But alladhi is al-mudhakkar for masculine, and allati is al-mu'annath for feminine, and both of them are for aqil and ghayra aqil, yani human and non-human, or rational and irrational, intelligent and non-intelligent. And then they gave us examples of the ism mawsul, the masculine relative pronoun for aqil examples, and then examples for ghayra aqil, and the same thing for the relative pronoun al-mu'annath feminine. For aqil, they gave examples, and for ghayru aqil, they gave examples. On the bottom of page 18, the last thing that they mention is the example, ذَهَبَتِ الطَّالِبُ ذَهَبَتِ الطَّالِبَةُ, meaning the female student went away. This verb, ذَهَبَتِ, written here with kasra, asluhu, its original form is ذَهَبَتْ, yani ta with sukoon. That ta is the sign of femininity. That ta with sukoon, when it's followed by hamzatul wasl, then we have to add a kasra to the last letter, the ta, in order to eliminate what is known as iltiqa as-sakinain, the meaning of two sakin letters. So originally it's dhahabat at-talibatu, but when it is followed by hamzatul wasl, as in alif lam, or in any other word that begins with hamzatul wasl, then dhahabat plus alif lam, or any word that begins with hamzatul wasl, becomes ذهبتي ذهبتل. Okay, so this is a rule that we're going to be seeing from time to time. As far as the English key, there wasn't really anything in the English key that we didn't cover in the shot itself, except the last point on page 31 of the English key, point number 4, they give us the example, kitabuka means your book, kitabuka anta means, yani, this is your book, yani, here anta has been added for emphasis, and this is used in case there's doubt or dispute. Alright, so that's what we covered last week in lessons 11 and 12. Okay, now let's go on to the lesson for today, which is, as I mentioned, a very lengthy lesson. And our plan, بإذن الله تعالى, is to cover the sharh in its totality, trying to clarify anything that needs clarification, and translating all of the examples that you should have done for homework already. And also identifying the meaning of words, yani, that you may have underlined or circled during the homework assignment, which you didn't know. So we're going to read through the entire sharh here, even though it's quite lengthy, yani, starting on page 19. And then it continues to 20, 21, and 22. Four full pages, okay? As far as the English key, if we have time, we're going to look at the English key, but because the English key is even more lengthy than the Arabic sharh, and he starts on page 33 and goes to page 40. So, it's like 8 pages. So because of that, we're not going to read the English key, but we'll just kind of summarize the main points that are covered in the English key, if we have time. Okay, so let's begin with the sharh, yani, summary explanation of الدرسو الثالثة عشرة, the 13th lesson. So, let me just note before we begin the lesson that there are approximately 8 points mentioned in this lesson, in this review, sharh review, and then there are 3 charts on the last page. So we're going to look at those 8 points one by one, and I just want you to know that basically what these points are dealing with, they're all dealing with plural matters, okay? 13 is dealing with plural matters. This whole lesson is dealing with plural matters. So we're going to see, for example, هؤلاء and أولئك. These are أسماء الإشارة, demonstrative pronouns, plural demonstrative pronouns for that which is near and that which is far. And each of them are used for masculine and feminine. And they're only used for عقل. They're not used for غير عقل, for human beings. Unlike the singulars are used for عقل and غير عقل, the plurals are only used for عقل. The second thing we're going to see here are the personal pronouns and possessive pronouns. Yani, the pronoun هم, third person masculine plural, and the pronoun hunna, third person feminine plural. Both of these are used for as a personal pronoun, yani unattached, and as a possessive pronoun attached or suffixed to a clear noun or a pronoun. We are also going to see the pronoun that is attached to a verb, meaning the pronoun that represents the fa'il, the subject doer of the action of the verb. And also, these are going to be plurals as well. Third person masculine plural, waw al-jama'ah, yani the waw that represents masculine plurality. And third person feminine plural, yani noon and niswa, the noon at the end of the verb that represents feminine plurality. Okay, so that's basically, yani, the main things that we're going to be seeing here. We're going to see the demonstrative pronouns, ha'ulai and ula'ika, plurals. We're going to see personal and possessive pronouns, hum for masculine third person plural, and hunna for feminine third person plural. And we're going to see also waw al-jama'ah, third person masculine plural, damir that's attached to a verb to represent the fa'il, doer of the action. And we're going to see noon and niswa, which is the feminine third person plural, yani fa'il that's connected to a verb representing feminine plurality. In the previous lesson, we saw alladhi and allati. So one of the charts that we're going to see in this lesson are the singular, masculine and feminine relative pronouns, alladhi and allati. The other two charts that we're going to see at the end of this lesson are the demonstrative pronouns, singular and plural for that which is near, and another chart, demonstrative pronouns, singular and plural, masculine and feminine, for that which is far. So we're going to see 3 charts at the end. Those are things that we have covered yani up until this lesson, yani up until and including lesson 13. The other thing that they have in this lesson that that they yani made yani a point of singling out is the idafa, yani the make putting in idafa these pronouns, putting them in idafa to a clear noun or a pronoun, yani making an idafa with a clear noun and a pronoun. So we're going to see that also in this lesson. This is what we're going to be covering in this lesson. Okay, so let's read the lesson from the first page of lesson 13, page 19. Page 19. At the top of the page, we're going to start with the plural demonstrative pronouns. Ha'ulai. Ha'ulai. And we're going to contrast here ha'ulai, which is used for plural, for pointing to people who are near. And we're going to see later on in this lesson, ulaika, which is the ism ishara, plural, for pointing to people who are far. Okay, so ha'ulai is for near, and ulaika is for far. Otherwise, both of them are going to be used in the same way, except ha'ulai is lil qareeb, near, and ulaika is lil ba'id, far. Okay, so what did they say about ha'ulai? Ha'ulai means these, by the way. And ulaika means those. Ha'ulai ismu isharatin. Ismu isharatin, a demonstrative pronoun. Lil jama'i al qareebi al aakili al mudhakkari wal mu'annathi. Ismu isharatin, a demonstrative pronoun. It's used for al jama', plural, not dual or singular, for plural. Al qareeb, and that which is near. Not for al-ba'id, that which is far. Al-aqil, for humans, not for other than humans. Okay, the singulars, hadha and hadhihi and thalika and tilka, are used for aqil and ghayr aqil. The plurals are, for the most part, only used for humans, aqil, although there are some exceptions. Okay, so it's used for aqil. Ha'ula and ulaika are both only used for aqil. And each of them is used for al-mudhakkar, والمؤنث. يعني هؤلاء is used for masculine and feminine, and أولئك is used for masculine and feminine, but only for humans, عاقل. Okay, so let's look at it one more time. هؤلاء اسم إشارة, demonstrative pronoun. للجمع, for the plural, not singular or dual. القريب, the near, not بعيد, far. العاقل, for the humans, not for يعني غير عاقل. المذكر والمؤنث, for both masculine and feminine. Okay, let's look at the examples that they gave us for ha'ulai. Keep it in mind, ha'ulai is used for pointing to those who are near. It's only for aql, humans, but it can be used for men as well as for pointing to women. It's a plural for that which is near, for humans, masculine or feminine. Okay, so let's look at the examples for the masculine, because it can be used for both masculine and feminine. Yani mudhakkar and mu'annath. Let's look at examples for mudhakkar. هذا رجل. This is singular. This is a man. هؤلاء رجال. These are men. Okay, هذا is the مفرد. هؤلاء is the جمع. Again, next example. هذا طبيب. This is a doctor. هؤلاء أطباء. These are doctors. Notice that atibba'u has a single dhamma, because this is from a pattern of broken plurals, afa'ila'u, which is mamnu'a min as-sarf, diptotes, it doesn't take tanween. Next example. Hadha tawilun. This one is tall, or this is a tall one. Ha'ula'i tiwalun. These are tall ones. Tiwal being the plural of tawil. Next line. Hadha Shaykhun. This is a sheikh. Ha'ulai shuyukhun. These are sheikhs. Okay, those are examples for masculine, the masculine use of ha'ulai, contrasting it with its singular hadha. Now, the same ha'ulai is going to be used for feminine, yani contrasting with its singular hadhihi. So, hadhihi is used exclusively for feminine and hadha exclusively for masculine, but the plural for things which are near, ha'ulai, is used for masculine and feminine. Let's look at examples for feminine use. Hadihi أختٌ. This is a sister. هؤلاء أخواتٌ. These are sisters. هذه طبيبةٌ. This is a female doctor. هؤلاء طبيباتٌ. These are female doctors. هذه طويلةٌ. This is a tall one. هؤلاء طوالٌ. These are tall ones. Next line. هذه فتاةٌ. This is a young lady. هؤلاء فتياتٌ. These are young ladies. Okay, so here, this first point is, يعني هؤلاء. The ism, إشارة, that's used for plurals, to pointing to those who are near, only for عقل human beings, but it can be used both for masculine or feminine, مذكر ومؤنث. The next point of this lesson is هم. هم. This هم, by the way, is a pronoun that can be used as a personal pronoun, unattached, and it can be used as a possessive pronoun attached to a noun. In other words, you can say هم مسلمون. They are Muslims. And you can also say هذا بيتهم. This is their house. هم being used as a possessive pronoun. So it can be منفصل as a personal pronoun, هم مسلمون, and it can be used as an attached pronoun, متصل, as a possessive pronoun, بيتهم, their house. So it can be used to represent they and their as well, showing possession. Okay, what do they say about هم? هم ضمير جمع الغائب المذكر العاقل. هم, يعني this is the third person masculine plural pronoun. هم ضمير جمع, pronoun used for plural, not for singular or dual. الغائب, for third person, not for first person or second person, متكلم ومخاطب. المذكر, for masculine, not for feminine. هم is not used for feminine. هم is only used for المذكر, masculine. العاقل, for humans, not for, يعني for rational beings, not for irrational beings, or يعني non-intelligent beings. العاقل, used for humans. So, هم is a pronoun, جم for plurals, الغائب, third person, المذكر, masculine, العاقل, human, يعني intelligent, rational beings. Only used for human beings, يعني for the most part, even though, yes, there could be, يعني in the use of these pronouns that are used for عاقل, sometimes there may be some exceptions. Sometimes there may be some exceptions. In this case, I don't think we'll see any exceptions though. Okay, then they give us some examples for whom. Okay, they give us examples for whom, يعني being used in the beginning as an unattached pronoun, personal pronoun, they. Okay? But also, as I said, it can be used as an attached pronoun showing possession as well as you can say, بيتهم. نعم. So let's look at the examples they gave us. من هؤلاء, who are these? يعني هؤلاء, remember, is the plural for pointing to people who are near. من هؤلاء, who are these? هم تجار. They are تجار, with شد on the جيم, يعني the plural of تاجر. They are merchants. أين زملاؤك, where are your classmates? زملاؤك, the plural of زميل. أين زملاؤك, where are your classmates? هم في المهجع. هم في المهجع. They are in the dormitory. Next line. من هؤلاء, who are these, pointing to people who are near? أهم أبناؤك, are they your sons? لا. هم أبناء أخي. They are the sons of my brother. The last line shows us the use of the word بعض, which is introduced in this lesson 13. بعض means some or some of. أين الطلاب الجدد? Where are the new students? طلاب is the plural of طالب. جدد is the plural of جديد. Where are the new students? بعضهم في الفصل. Some of them. You see هم here being used as an attached pronoun. بعضهم. Some of them are in the فصل, the classroom. وبعضهم عند المدير. And some of them are with the principal, yani in the principal's office. Okay, let's go down to the last point on the bottom of page 19. إِضَافَةُ الْأَسْمَاءِ إِلَى الْإِسْمِ الظَّاهِرِ وَالضَّمِيرِ إِضَافَةُ الْأَسْمَاءِ إِلَى الْإِسْمِ الظَّاهِرِ وَالضَّمِيرِ إِضَافَةُ الْأَسْمَاءِ means putting in إِضَافَة, nouns. يعني إِضَافَةُ الْأَسْمَاءِ يعني connecting nouns إِلَى الْإِسْمِ الظَّاهِرِ to a clear noun والضمير and a pronoun. يعني connecting them to clear nouns and connecting them to pronouns. So what is the ism al-zahir? الاسم الظاهر نحو, for example, محمدٌ, حامدٌ. These are names of men, obviously, right? أصدقاء, the plural of صديق, friends. الطلاب, the plural of طالب, students. To the, يعني إلى آخره. In other words, these are examples of clear nouns. يعني محمد, حامد, أصدقاء, طلاب. These are clear nouns as opposed to pronouns. Clear nouns as opposed to pronouns. What do we mean? What are pronouns? Examples. الضمير نحو هو. He or he is. هم. They or they are. كا and كي. يعني pronouns of possession. كتابك, your book, masculine. كتابك, your book, feminine. This is كافو المخاطبي. يعني this كا and this كي. يعني كا for masculine, مذكر, and كي for feminine, مؤنث, singular, second person. كاف المخاطب. The كاف representing the second person pronoun. And يا, ياء المتكلمي. The يا that represents the متكلم, the first person. يعني the speaker. Okay, so these are examples of pronouns. هو and هم are unattached pronouns. منفصل. And كاف and كي and يا المتكلم are attached pronouns. يعني would show, in the case, in the way that we're using it here, show possession. كتابك, كتابك, كتابي. Your book, masculine. Your book, feminine. And كتابي, my book. Okay, so here they're saying, when you put nouns in إضافة, sometimes you connect them to الاسم الظاهر, the clear noun, like محمد or حامد or أصدقاء or طلاب. And sometimes you can connect them in إضافة to pronouns, like هو and هم and كا and كي. I mean, these are examples of pronouns, هو and هم. يعني هو will not be connected. يعني but هم can be connected, and كا and كي can be connected, because هم can be used as a personal pronoun unattached and as a possessive pronoun attached. Okay, so the point here is that they're showing إضافة to sometimes a clear noun and sometimes to a pronoun. Clear noun, يعني meaning, يعني in contrast to a pronoun. And then they give us examples on the next page, 20, top of the page. الإضافة إلى الاسم الظاهري. الإضافة إلى الاسم الظاهري. يعني putting an إضافة, showing the إضافة to a clear noun. Like محمد and حامد. يعني they're going to show المدرس and الطلاب clear nouns in إضافة, in an إضافة construction. The مضاف and the مضاف إليه. So the first example they gave us, أبناء محمدٍ, the sons of Muhammad. يعني أبناء is the مضاف and محمدٌ is the مضاف إليه. And from the rules of إضافة, remember that the first part of the إضافة, the مضاف, never takes ألف لام or تنوين, and the second part either takes ألف لام or تنوين, and it's always مضاف إليه مجرور. أبناء محمدٍ مجرور, because it's the مضاف إليه. Second example, زملاء حامدٍ, the classmates of حامد. Again, the same rules apply, مضاف, مضاف إليه. What is important here is that they're showing إضافة to clear nouns like محمد and حامد. And the next example, أصدقاء المدرسي, the friends of the teacher. المدرسي, we see here, has ألف لام. So the second part of the construct phrase, the مضاف إليه, can take تنوين or ألف لام. So we see here with ألف لام. And in the next example, أسماء الطلابي, the names of the students. Again, the مضاف إليه has ألف لام. In the first two examples, محمدٍ and حامدٍ, we see the مضاف إليه has تنوين. In the second two examples, المدرسي and الطلابي, the مضاف إليه has ألف لام. So the rules concerning إضافة is that the مضاف, the first part of the إضافة construction, never takes ألف لام or تنوين. And the second part will take either ألف لام or تنوين, it will always be مضاف إليه مجرور. The first part, can be marfu and mansub or majrur depending on its position in the sentence. It becomes definite if the mudaf ilayhi is definite. It remains indefinite if the mudaf ilayhi is indefinite. Examples of idafa to a dhamir. Al idafa to ila dhamiri. Al idafa to ila dhamiri. Yani connecting something in idafa to a pronoun. Examples. Abana'uhu. Yani the sons of him. Or his sons. Here's a noun being connected to a pronoun in idafa. Second example. Abana'uhum. The sons of them. Or their sons. Again, the point here is that the mudaf ilayhi is a pronoun, who and whom. Abana'uka. Or it could be abana'uki, right? The sons of you, your sons, masculine or feminine, ka or ki. Abana'i. My sons. The pronoun that is in mudaf ilayhi is ya al-mutakallam. Kitabuhu. His book, yani the mudaf ilayhi is the pronoun who, third person, masculine, singular. Kitabuhum, their book. Again, the mudaf ilayhi is a pronoun, third person, masculine, plural, hum, their book. Kitabuka or kitabuki, your book, masculine or feminine, ka being mudhakkar and ki being mu'annath. And the last example, kitabi, my book. Again, the mudaf ilayhi is a pronoun, yani it is ya al-mutakallam, the first person singular pronoun in the possessive form. Kitabi, my book. So these are examples of idafa to al-ism, al-zahir, like Muhammad and Hamid, and al-mudarris, and al-tullab, and al-mudir, and then examples of idafa to a pronoun, dhamir, as in abna'uhu, and abna'uhum, and abna'uka or ki, abna'i, kitabuhu, kitabuhum, kitabuka and ki, or kitabi. So these are examples. Now let's look at the breakdown of the idafa construction. Abna'u Muhammadin. Abna'u is the mudaf, the first part of the idafa construction. And Muhammadin is the mudaf ilayhi. Yani an ism zahir as mudaf ilayhi. Abna'uhu. Yani his sons. Abana is the mudaf, and the pronoun who is mudaf ilayhi, a damir as a mudaf ilayhi. Abana'uka, yani abana is the mudaf, and ka is the mudaf ilayhi. Again, show an example of a damir in the idafa. And kitabi, yani kitab is the mudaf, the first part of the, yani the thing that's possessed here. And ya al mutakallam is the mudaf ilayhi, the possessor. Mudaf ilayhi, pronoun as mudaf ilayhi. So they gave us a couple of examples here, again, of the mudaf ilayhi being a clear noun like Muhammad, or being a pronoun like who, ka, and e, ya al mutakallam. Okay, so that's idafa, to a clear noun, to a pronoun. The fourth point that they mentioned in this lesson, and they're not numbered, I'm just mentioning them to keep like some kind of order. The fourth point is bottom half of page 20. Wawu al-jama'ati. Wawu al-jama'ati. Yani the waw that represents al-jama'a. Yani a group of males. Wawu al-jama'a represents, yani masculine plurality. As opposed to what we'll see later on, nun and niswa, represents feminine plurality. So these are two pronouns. These are not possessive pronouns. These are not personal pronouns. They are connected pronouns, muttasil, yes. But they're not connected to nouns, they're connected to verbs, and they represent the subject of the verb, the doer of the action, known in Arabic as the fa'il. So, waw al-jama'ah, what do they say about it? By the way, here it is being used, yani, the way that we're going to see it here is the third person, masculine, plural. Third person, masculine, plural. Waw al-jama'ati. They said it is dhamirun للمذكري العاكلي يتصل بالفعل وهو الفاعل. واو الجماعة. It is ضمير, a pronoun, للمذكر, for masculine, not for feminine. العاكل, used for humans, not for غَيْرُ عَاقِلْ non-humans. يَتَّصِلُ بِالْفِعْلِ It's connected, but it's connected to the verb, not connected to a noun or a preposition. يَتَّصِلْ بِالْفِعْلِ And وَهُوَ الْفَاعِلُ The reason why it's connected to the verb, because it is the fa'il, yani the subject of the verb, the doer of the action of the verb, al-fa'ilu. So wa'u al-jama'a is a pronoun used for masculine, not feminine, aql humans, not for non-humans, and it's used in connection to a verb representing the fa'il, the fa'il of that verb, the subject doer of the action. Third person, masculine, plural, wa'u al-jama'a. Let's see examples of third person, masculine, plural, wa'u al-jama'a. For example, ذهبوا means they went. ذهبا are the yani root letters. The first, second, and third radical root letters of the verb. Wow is attached to it as a suffix, as the fa'il, doer of the action. This is wow al-jama'a. It represents they. Yani third person, masculine, plural. ذهبوا, they went. جلسوا, they sat. خرجوا, they went out. More examples. أين ذهب الطلاب? Where did the students go? الطلاب ذهبوا إلى المطعم. The students went to the restaurant or the cafeteria or a place of eating. أين ذهب الطلاب? Notice that here the verb, if it comes before the fa'il, at-tulab, even though the fa'il at-tulab is plural, if the verb comes before the fa'il, it's going to be in the singular form. If the verb comes after the fa'il, as in the answer, at-tulabu dhahabu, verb coming after the fa'il, it has to represent the number of the fa'il, yani singular, dual, or plural. So here we see the verb coming before, aina dhahaba at-tulab, it's singular. In the answer, at-tulabu dhahabu, dhahabu came after the fa'il, it's plural, because at-tulab is plural. Next row of examples. Al-mudarrisu jalasa fil fasli. The teacher sat in the classroom. Plural. Al-mudarrisuna jalasu fil fasli. The teachers, plural, jalasu, sat in the classroom. Notice that jalasu here has waw al-jama'a, representing masculine plurality, al-mudarrisuna, group of men. Next example, at-tajiru kharaja, the merchant went out. At-tujjaru kharaju, the merchants went out. At-tujjar being the plural of at-tajir. So here we see kharaja in the singular form, and kharaju, third person, masculine plural, yani waw al-jama'a. The fa'il, yani the subject, doer of the action of the verb. And then they show us yani the breakdown of this verb form here, when waw al-jama'a is attached to a verb. They said, kharaju, the three triliteral root letters, the root letters, kha, ra, and jim, represent the fi'lun. Represent the what? The fi'lun, the verb. And the waw al-jama'a attached to it represents the fa'ilun, the subject, the doer of the action of that verb. And this waw al-jama'a, we said, is the third person masculine plural dhamiyah that represents, yani waw represents masculine plurality. Also, I want to note here, if you looked at those verbs, and you're going to see this in various types of verbs, whether in the past tense or in the present tense or even in the fi'l amr, you'll see that certain forms of verbs have an alif written after them. That alif is not to be pronounced in kharaju, in ذهبوا, in جلسوا. The alif is not pronounced. It's called yani alif al-fariqa. Alif al-fariqa. The alif that separates the verb yani from what follows it in the sentence. And also, it is intended to identify that wow is not originally a part of the verb, but rather it's added to the verb. It represents that wow is not originally a part of the verb, but it's added to the root letters of the verb. Okay, so it's the fa'il, in this particular case, waw al-jama'a. Let's turn to page 21, to the fifth point. Okay, again, I remember we said that in this lesson we're going to be dealing with the asma al-ishara, demonstrative pronouns. We're going to also be dealing with any personal pronouns and possessive pronouns like hum and hunna. Okay, so here we had hum already, now we have hunna, the personal pronoun, and it's also yani going to be it also can be used as a possessive pronoun. It can be attached or unattached, munfasil or muttasil. Yani when it's unattached, hunna is the personal pronoun representing third person feminine plural, they, yani speaking about a group of women. As an attached pronoun, then generally as an attached pronoun, if you said kitabuhunna, it means their book, showing possession. Okay, so this form of the verb hunna is used as the personal unattached pronoun, and it's also used as the yani possessive pronoun that's attached. It's used in both ways, the same exact form of the word. Okay, so here we are looking at it as a personal pronoun unattached. Hunna, it says, damiru jam'i al-ghaibi al-mu'annafi al-aqili. Damiru, a pronoun, jam'i for plural, not for singular or dual, al-ghaibi for the third person, not first person or second person, al-mu'annafi, feminine, not for mudhakkar, masculine, al-aqili for human, yani rational beings, intelligent beings, not for animals and inanimate things. Al-aqili. Okay, so the same thing we said about hum, damiru, al-jam, al-ghaib, same thing here. Damiru, jam, al-ghaib, yani a pronoun for the plural and for the third person, but the difference here is that hunna is for al-mu'annath and hum is for mudhakkar. Both of them are for aqil only. Okay, let's look at examples for hunna. Third person, feminine plural, they. Men ha'ulai, who are these, pointing to them. Remember, ha'ulai is used for masculine and feminine. Hunna mudarrisatun, they are female teachers. Aina zumala'uki, where are your classmates, feminine, ki, where are your classmates? Hunna fil mahja'i, they are in the dormitory. More examples. Men ha'ulai, who are these, pointing to a group of people, in this case feminine, because ha'ulai again can be used for masculine and feminine. Ahunna abana'uki, are they your sons? La, hunna banatu akhi. No, they are the daughters of my brother. Last line of examples, aina at-talibatu al-jududu. Where are the new female students? Al-judud being the plural of jadid. Ba'aduhum, again, ba'd means some or some of. Ba'aduhunna, some of them. Here we see the pronoun hunna being used as an attached pronoun. Ba'aduhunna fil-fasli. Some of them are in the classroom. Wa ba'aduhunna inda al-mudirati. And some of them are with the female principal, yani in the principal's office. Okay, so again, hunna is used for mu'annath as opposed to hum, which is used for mudhakkar, masculine. Both of them are only used for aqil, humans. Both of them are plural, third person pronouns. The next point, number 6, is ta'u at-ta'anif. Ta'u at-ta'anifi. The ta' that represents, yani mu'annath, femininity. Ta'u at-ta'anifi. حرف ساكن يتصل بالفعل ويدل على أن الفاعل مؤنث. What is تأنيث؟ حرف ساكن. It is a particle, a letter that is ساكن, that always has سكون. يعني unless it's followed by همزة الوصل, we add a كسرة just for pronunciation. But originally it's حرف ساكن, a letter that has no vowel, ساكن, سكون. يَتَّصِلُ بِالْفِعْلِ, it is connected to the verb, not to a noun or a preposition. يعني تَعْتَانِيثِ is connected to the verb. وَيَدُلُّ, and it indicates or points to, عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْفَاعِلِ, that the fa'il, the subject do of the action, is مُؤَنَّثٌ, is feminine. It points to the fact that, or indicates, that the fa'il of that verb that has, يعني, ta'u at-ta'anifi, it indicates that the fa'il of that verb is mu'annath, is feminine. So if you had dhahaba, Yani the fa'il is huwa, ذهب. But if you add the ta, a ta'nith, ta with sukun, ذهبت, جلسa, جلست, يعني خرج, خرجت, that ta with sukun on the end indicates now that the dua of the action of that verb is feminine. So خرجت, يعني means she went out. جلست, she sat down. Okay, again, ta with ta'nith is harfun sakinun, يعني it is a letter that has no vowel, sukun. يتصل بالفعل, it's connected to a verb. ويدل على أن الفاعل, and it points to the fact or indicates that the فاعل, the subject do of the action of that verb, is مؤنث, feminine. Examples. خرجت فاطمة. خرجت with تاء التأنيث. تاء with سكون on the end of the verb. Means فاطمة went out. That means that the do of the action of this verb is feminine. فاطمة. Second example. الطالبة جلست في الفصل. The female student جلست with ta ta'anif. Ta with sukun on the end of the verb to indicate that the fa'il, the do of the action of this verb, is feminine. الطالبة. الطالبة جلست في الفصل. The female student sat in the classroom. ذهبت زينب إلى المدرسة. Zainab went to the school. يعني ذهبت, the ta, التأنيث, تاء with سكون on the end of the verb, indicates that the فاعل of this verb is feminine. زينب is the فاعل. ذهبت زينب إلى المدرسة. Zainab went to the school. And the last example, خديجة ذهبت. خديجة went. Okay, again, تاء التأنيث is the تاء with سكون that is going to be attached to the verb to indicate that the فاعل of this verb, it is not the فاعل, but it tells us that the فاعل is feminine. Okay, it's going to be used as the third person, feminine, singular form of the verb. يعني ذهبت, خرجت, رجعت, أكلت, شربت, and so on like this. That the فاعل is feminine. It's going to be third person, feminine, singular. The next point, number 7, and they're not numbered, is نون and نسوة. Previously we had واو الجماعة. The واو that indicates masculine plurality. Here, noon and niswati is the noon that indicates feminine plurality. What do they say about it? Noonu and niswati. The noon and niswa, damirun lilmuannathi al-aakili. Yattasilu bil-fi'li, wa huwa al-fa'ilu. Noon and niswati. The noon of niswa, the noon that indicates feminine plurality, is a pronoun. Zamirun للمؤنث, for feminine, not for مذكر. العاقل, not for غير عاقل, humans. يتصل بالفعل, it's connected to a verb, not to nouns or pronoun or prepositions. يتصل بالفعل, it's connected to the verb. وهو الفاعل, and it is the فاعل, the subject do of the action. Remember, تاء التأنيث is not the فاعل, but it indicates that the fa'il is feminine. Here, noon and niswa is actually a fa'il. Okay, it's third person, feminine, plural. And it's also used for the third person, second person, feminine, plural. But here we're going to see it as the third person, feminine, plural. Yani noon and niswa is used for third person, feminine, plural, and second person, feminine, plural. But here we're seeing it as a pronoun for femininity, not for masculine. Akil for humans, yattasu bil fi'l, connected to a verb, not to a noun or a preposition, wa huwa al-fa'ilu. Just as waw al-jama'ah is the fa'il in kharaju, they went out, hum dhahabu, likewise, yani noon and niswa is the fa'il in kharajna, yani they went out, yani females went out, group of females. Okay, let's look at examples they gave us. At-tabibatu kharajna min al-mustashfa. The female doctors went out of the hospital. Kharajna, they show, is what? Kharaja, the three radicals, or the three root letters, is the fi'lun. You see the arrows pointing down? Kharajna. At-tabibatu, kharajna, kharaja. Yani these are the three root letters of the verb, represent the fi'lun, and the noon at the end, following the last letter with sukun. The noon at the end is always preceded by the last letter having sukun. The noon at the end, with fatha, with not a long vowel, noon fatha alif, but noon with a single fatha, is the fa'ilun, yani the subject doer of the action of the verb. It represents that the doer of the action of this verb is feminine and it is plural. Can be second or third person, but in this case we see it as third person. They, the female doctors, they went out of the hospital. Next example. At-talibatu jalasna fil fasli. The female students sat in the classroom. Again, jalasna, jalasa is the fi'l, and noon and niswa is the fa'il, subject do of the action, representing that a group of females did the action of sitting. And notice that noon and niswa is always preceded by the last root letter, the last radical of the verb, having sukun, mabniun ala sukun. The next example they gave us is al-mudarrisatu dhahabna. Al-mudarrisatu dhahabna. The female teachers went. Yani went away. And again we see the verb dhahaba ending with sukun, mabniun ala sukun, and noon and niswa being attached to it, representing the fa'il, the do of the action of this verb, that it's a group of females, feminine plurality. Okay, after this, let's go back to the Asma al-Ishara. In the beginning of this lesson 13, we had Ha'ulai. And we said that Ha'ulai is the Ism Ishara, Lil Jam, Al Qarib, Al Aqil, Al Mudhakkar, Wal Mu'annif. Huh? But, yani, that it is a demonstrative pronoun for plural, for things which are near, for Aqil, only for humans, and Mudhakkar. Yani wal mu'annath, masculine and feminine. Ha'ulai is used for masculine and feminine only for human beings, but for al-qarib. Now we're going to see ulaika is for al-ba'id. Same thing, except instead of al-qarib for near, al-ba'id far. Ulaika ismu isharatin, demonstrative pronoun, same thing. Lil jam'i for plural, not for singular or dual. Al-ba'idi, not for qarib, not for things which near, like ha'ulai, but for things which are Ba'id, far. Al-Aqli, also used only for human beings. Al-Mudhakkari wal-Mu'annafi, used for both masculine and feminine. So Ha'ula and Ula'ika, both of them are Ism Ishara, demonstrative pronouns. Both of them are plural. Both of them are only used for humans, Aql. Both of them are used for masculine or feminine. Goes both ways. But this one, Ula'ika, is only used for Al-Ba'id, pointing to people, group of people that are far, whereas Ha'ula is used for pointing to a group of people that are qareeb, near. Okay, let's look at examples for ulaika. They're going to show us the plural for things which are near, qareeb, and the plural for things which are far, ba'id, so that we can contrast between the two of them. Al-jam'u al-qareebu. The plural, ism ishara, for things which are near is ha'ulai rijalun. These are men. Masculine. Yani here it's being used for masculine, but ha'ulai nisa'un. These are women. So we see the ha'ulai can be used for both masculine, rijalun, and feminine, yani nisa'un. Now, ula'ika for ba'id. Al-jam' al-ba'id. The plural ism ishara for things which are far. Ula'ika rijalun. Those are men. Ula'ika nisa'un. Those are women. So what are we understanding here? That ulaika can be used for both al-mudhakkar wal-mu'annath, masculine and feminine. Ulaika rijalun for masculine, ulaika nisa'un for feminine. The difference between ulaika and ha'ulai is that ulaika here is used for ba'id, pointing to a group of people that are far, whether masculine or feminine, whereas ha'ulai is used for pointing to a group of people who are near, qareeb, whether masculine or feminine. The last thing that they mention here on this page is من أولئك الرجال الطوال. Who are those, أولئك far, who are those tall men? الرجال الطوال. هم أتباء. هم أتباء. They are doctors. Notice here that أتباء has a printing mistake. It has shadda on the طا. The shadda should be on the باء. يعني it should be a Tib, ba with shadda, atibba'u, atibba'u, the plural of tabib. Yani on the pattern of afa'ila'u, broken plural pattern, that's mamnu'un min as-sarf, so it doesn't take tanween. Hum atibba'u. Okay, so let's look at, that's the example for masculine. Ula'ika being used with men, Now let's turn over the page and see example for feminine. Men ulaika nisa'u at-tiwalu. Who are those women, those tall women? Hunna tabibatun. Hunna tabibatun. Yani they are female doctors. So again, the point is that ulaika can be used for females as well as males, but it's only used for human beings, and it's used for pointing to groups of human beings, that plural, that are far. Ulaika for ba'id and ha'ulai for qareeb. Okay, let's look at these charts on the last page of this sharh, page 22. These are charts showing us things that we have covered already, groups of things that we have covered already. So the first two charts are dealing with asma al-ishara, demonstrative pronouns. The first chart, demonstrative pronouns for al-qareeb, things which are near. And the second chart, demonstrative pronouns lil-ba'id, for things which are far. So the only thing that we're going to be looking at here, we're going to be looking at demonstrative pronouns, singular and plural, masculine and feminine, for things which are near. In the next chart, we're going to look at the same thing. Yani, demonstrative pronouns, singular and plural, masculine and feminine, but for things which are far. All of this we have had, yani the plurals we had in this lesson, that is ha'ulai and ulaika, the singulars we had in lesson 1 and 2 and 6 and 7. Okay, the masculine, hadha in lesson 1, and dhalika for things far in lesson 2. The feminine, hadhihi in lesson 6, and tilka in lesson 7. The plurals we had in here now in this lesson 13. So we're just going to go straight across the chart, yani, and translate what it says to make sure every word is clear to you. Al-mufradu, al-mudhakkaru, al-aqilu, wa ghayru al-aqil. Yani the singular ism ishara for masculine. Aqil wa ghayru aqil, human and non-human. The singular, masculine, ism ishara for aqil and ghayru aqil is hadha. For example, aqil, hadha rajulun. For ghayru aqil, hadha kitabun. This is a man, that's aqil. This is a book, that's ghayru aqil. So this is the singular form of the ism ishara for things which are near, that are masculine. Hadha can be used for aqil, rajulun, and ghayru aqil kitabun. As far as the plural, al-jam'u, al-mudhakkaru, al-aqilu. Yani, this is the plural ism ishara for masculine human beings, aqil, rational, intelligent human beings only. The plural is only used for aqil. The singular is used for aqil and ghayru aqil. The plural is only used for aqil. Al-jam'u, al-mudhakkar. Here's the masculine for aqil. Ha'ulai rijalun. Okay, let's go down to the next line of this first chart. Al-mufradu al-mu'annathu. Same, singular, but mu'annath, feminine. Al-aqilu wa ghayru al-aqil, used for humans and non-humans, rational and irrational, intelligent and non-intelligent. This is the singular, feminine. Hadhihi can be used for aqil and ghayru al-aqil. Hadhihi imra'atun. This is a woman for aqil. Hadhihi sayyaratun. This is a car for ghayru aqil. So we see that hadhi, the singular ism ishara, feminine singular ism ishara, can be used for aqil, imra, and for ghayru aqil, sayyara. The plural, al-jam'u, al-mu'annathu, al-aqilu. The plural, feminine, for humans, is the same ha'ulai that we had for the masculine plural for aqil. Al-jam' al-mudhakkar and al-jam' al-mu'annath are both the same. Ha'ulai nisa'un. These are women. Okay, so that's what we covered previously in the earlier lessons. Ism ishara for masculine and feminine, singular and plural. The next chart is the same thing. Asma al-ishara lil ba'id. But this time instead of qareeb, for ba'id. So these are the asma al-ishara, demonstrative pronouns, that are used to point to things which are far. We're going to see masculine, singular and masculine plural, feminine singular and feminine plural. Let's read across the chart the same way as the other one, except the only difference here is these demonstrative pronouns are used for things which are far. Al-mufradu, al-mudhakkaru, al-aqilu, wa ghayru al-aqil. Yani the singular ism ishara for masculine, aqil and ghayru aqil, is dhalika. Dhalika rajulun, that is a man, that's for aqil use. Dhalika kitabun, That is a book. That's for غير عاقل use. Singular. Masculine, used for عاقل and غير عاقل is ذاكلة. Is ذاليكة. Now, the plural. الجمع المذكر العاقل. The plural that's used for masculine, and we're going to see that it's also used for feminine. العاقل, only used for human beings, not for غير عاقل, is أولئك. The example, أولئك الرجال. And this shows us that أولئك is only used for عاقل, human beings. Next box, same chart. المفرد المؤنث العاقل وغير العاقل. يعني the singular, feminine, for عاقل and غير عاقل, rational and irrational, intelligent and non-intelligent, human or non-human. It is تلك. Feminine, singular ism ishara for things which are بعيد, is تلك. Masculine is ذلك. Feminine is تلك. تلك امرأة. That is a woman. تلك سيارة. That is a car. So تلك can be used just like ذلك for عاقل and غير عاقل. تلك امرأة. That's عاقل. تلك سيارة. That's غير عاقل. الجمع المؤنث العاقل. The plural, feminine. Only used for عاقل, humans. أولئك نساء. Those are women. Again, the plural, أولئك, يعني this plural is used for مذكر and مؤنث. It's only used for humans. Okay, so these are the Asma al-Ishara that we have covered up until now. Again, in lesson 1, 2, 6, and 7, and in this lesson 13, we had the Asma al-Ishara for singular and plural, masculine and feminine, things which are near, قريب, and things which are far, بعيد. That is, هذا and هذه, يعني masculine and feminine singular, and هؤلاء for plurals, both used for masculine and feminine. And then we had ذلك and تلك, masculine and feminine, for things which are far, and the plural أولئك, both used for masculine and feminine. Okay, the last chart and the end of what is in this lesson is الأسماء الموصولة. We also had the أسماء الموصولة in previous lessons. يعني we had the singular الذي, and we had يعني the singular masculine الذي, and then we had the singular feminine التي. الذي and التي. So we're going to see here, يعني both الذي and التي, both of them are singular. الذي for masculine, التي for feminine. We'll see the plurals sometime in the future, as well as the duals. So let's read across the chart, الأسماء الموصولة, the relative pronouns. المفرد المذكر العاقل وغير العاقل. The singular, that which is used for singular, not for dual or plural. المذكر, used for masculine, not for feminine. العاقل وغير العاقل, both used both for humans and non-humans. Example, الطالب الذي ذهب من ليبيا. الطالب الذي, the student who ذهب, who went, he is من ليبيا. He is from Libya, the country in North Africa, Libya. That's for عاقل. الطالب الذي. Here الذي is used for عاقل, الطالب. يعني masculine, singular. المفرد المذكر. But it's used for عاقل and غير عاقل. So the first example is for the عاقل, الطالب الذي. The second example is for غير عاقل, الكتاب الذي معك كتابي. الكتاب الذي معك كتابي. The book which is with you is my book. Remember we said that الذي can be used for عاقل and غير عاقل. When it's used for عاقل we say who, the student who. When it's used for غير عاقل we say which, the book which is with you is my book. Okay, let's look at the feminine. المفرد المؤنث العاقل وغير العاقل. The singular, not dual or plural. المؤنث, feminine, not for masculine. Masculine is الذي, feminine is التي. العاقل, العاقل وغير العاقل, both used for humans and other than humans. First example for عاقل, الطالبة التي ذهبت من السودان. The female student who, التي, who ذهبت, who went away, is من السودان, from السودان, from the Sudan. Okay, this is allati being used for aqil. Now let's look. Al-haqibatu. Allati ma'aka haqibati. Al-haqibatu, the bag or the briefcase. Allati, which. Ma'aka is with you. Haqibati is my haqiba. So again, yani allati is the singular. And it is feminine. But it's used for aql and ghair aql. So they gave us example for aql. At-ta'alibatu allati. The female student who. And for ghair aql, al-haqibatu allati. The briefcase or bag, which is with you, is my briefcase. The last thing that they mention is showing you the proper use of ha'ulai and the proper use of ulaika, the asma' al-ishara, the plural asma' al-ishara, which are both used for masculine and feminine. But they are only used for aqil. They are only used for aqil. The singulars can be used for aqil and ghayr aqil. That is, hadha and hadihi and tilka and dharika can be used for aqil and ghayr aqil. But the plurals, ha'ulai, are only used for aqil. So they said, ha'ulai, rijalun wa nisa'un. These, pointing to group of people who are near, these are men and women. Going across, ha'ulai kutubun. These are books. This is the incorrect use, khata'un. Because you cannot use ha'ulai, yani in its general usage, although there are some exceptions. Ha'ulai kutubun. These are books, should not be used for this particular case. We'll see how this works in lesson 16 and 17 when we look at the plurals for ghayru akul. Ghayru akul plurals. The next line of examples, ulaika rijalun wa nisa'un. Those, pointing to yani a group of people who are far, ba'id, ulaika rijalun wa nisa'un. Those are men and women. That is sahih, the correct use of ulaika, used for akul only. Used for plural, and it's used for masculine and feminine, but only for aql, not for ghayr aql. Next example, ulaika kutubun. Those are books. Khata'un. This is a mistake. Yani, those are books. This is improper use for ulaika. So, here they're showing us ha'ulai and ulaika, both of them ism ishara. Both of them are for jam, plural. Yani, ha'ulai for qareeb, group of people who are near, and ulaika for ba'id, group of people who are far. This is the end of the sharh, and I hope inshallah that we have benefited from this. Keeping in mind that we covered a number of points in this lesson, the first of them is ha'ulai, and yani its counterpart is the eighth of them, ulaika. Both of them are ism ishara for plurals, for aqil. Ha'ulai and ulaika are both only used for aqil, when both of them can be used for masculine and feminine. Then we had hum and hunna, the second point. And hunna was the fifth point on page 21. And these are pronouns that can be used for personal pronouns and possessive pronouns. They can be munfasil, unattached, and muttasil, attached. They are third person masculine plural, hum, third person feminine plural, hunna. Then they showed idalfa, yani the idalfa to ism zahir, clear nouns, and to pronouns, dhamir. And then they showed ta'anith and noon and niswa. And they showed waw al-jama'ah, yani the pronouns that are, yani, well, ta'anith is not a pronoun, it's the sign that the fa'il of the verb is feminine, but noon and niswa and waw al-jama'ah are pronouns that attach to verbs, and they are the fa'il, the subject do of the action of that verb. Okay, so this is basically what we covered in lesson 13. Now, there were some other matters covered in lesson 13 that are not mentioned here, so we'll look at the English key in the few minutes that remain, and try to cover a little bit of what is covered in the English key that's not mentioned in the sharh here. Okay, so most of what's mentioned in the sharh here, in the third part is ulaika, and in the second part is hunna as a personal pronoun and as a possessive pronoun, yani hunna muslimatun, or kitabu hunna, their book. Okay, we covered that. Ha'ulai, this in ishara, is used for masculine and feminine, only for aql, we covered that. Zahabna, noon and niswa, and zahabu, we covered that. All of that we covered. Hum, used as a personal pronoun and possessive pronoun, hum muslimun, and kitabuhum, their book. We covered that. And dhahabu and ba'd. We covered all of that. So what we didn't cover in the sharh is the first part of the English key, so we want to go over that. Okay, I'm not going to read it, but I'll read some of it and I'll summarize some of it, because we don't have a lot of time. If we look at the English key, I know, I realize that it's lengthy. It goes from page 33 to page 40. Most of what is covered in this English key, we covered in the Sharh, except the first two pages, page 33 and 34. So that's what we're going to look at this moment. Okay, so first thing I want to mention is that lesson 13 deals, everything in it deals with plurals. It deals with sound plurals, broken plurals, masculine sound plurals, feminine sound plurals. It deals with possessive and personal pronouns, plural possessive and personal pronouns, feminine and masculine. It deals with demonstrative pronouns, that is, for things which are near and things which are far, but plurals. And it also deals with verb forms, yani, the third person plural pronoun used with the verbs, wa'al jama'ah, and the third person, well, it's actually used for second and third person, yani, the plural forms of the masculine form of the pronoun, that's the fa'il, wa'al jama'ah, and feminine, noon and niswa. All of these matters are related to plurals. The only thing that we didn't cover in the Sharh are the fact that nouns are divided into two types, in English as well as in Arabic, but in Arabic more so. Sound plurals and broken plurals. Sound plurals and broken plurals. And that's what we want to look at here. Okay? So, in summary, yani what we didn't cover in the Sharh is that nouns and adjectives in Arabic can be sound plurals, which are divided into masculine sound plurals and feminine sound plurals. And the other category is broken plurals. And there are many patterns or awzan, wazans, of broken plurals. In this lesson 13, we have eight of them. Eight different patterns or awzan, singular waznun. The plural, awzan. Okay, these patterns are many. In this lesson, we only had eight of them. There are more than 20 patterns. So this is what we want to look at now. Nouns and adjectives being either sound plurals or broken plurals. Sound plurals are masculine sound plurals and feminine sound plurals. And broken plurals are various different patterns. So let's read the English key. In this lesson we learned part A, and this is the only thing we're going to read from part A. Number one, the plural of nouns and adjectives. That's what we're going to talk about. In English, adjectives have no plural form. Nouns do, but adjectives do not have a plural form. In English, they say good man, singular, and good men, plural. Good is an adjective. It doesn't have a plural form in English. But in Arabic, even adjectives have plural form. In English, we have two kinds of plural form, sound and broken. And the sound plural, the word, retains its original form. There's no change to the basic form of the word. There's nothing added to the beginning of it, or the end of it, or the middle of it. It retains its basic form, but only you add, in English, you add S to the end. So you have book, any singular, it's made plural by keeping the book, the word book, in its original form, just adding something to the end as a suffix. S, book, becomes plural books. Pen becomes plural pens. That's the sound plural in English. In the broken plural, the original form of the word is changed to a great extent. Well, in English, to some extent. For example, man and men. Yani, M-A-N, the plural becomes M-E-N. So what's changed is one of the letters in the middle. W-O-M-A-N, woman. Yani, women and woman. Yani, W-O-M-A-N becomes W-O-M-E-N. Yani, a letter is changed in the middle. So the basic form of the original word is changed within it, but slightly. As far as in Arabic, the broken plurals change sometimes drastically. Something can be added to the beginning, to the middle, to the end, or in more than one place. Letters can be added and vowels are changed. Okay? So, in English you do have sound plural and broken plural, but not much like in Arabic. In Arabic we have these two kinds of plural forms, sound plural and broken plural. The sound plural is either masculine or feminine. Yani jam Mudhakkar Salim or Jam Mu'annath Salim. Jam Mudhakkar Salim, masculine sound plural. Jam Mu'annath Salim, feminine, yani, feminine sound plural. So the sound plural in Arabic is either masculine or feminine. The sound masculine plural has una ending. For example, Muslimun becomes Muslimuna. Yani you add a waw and a noon to the end of the word. Muslimun, Muslimuna. Mudarrisun, Mudarrisuna. More examples. Kafirun, Kafiruna. Munafiqun, Munafiquna. The feminine sound plural, Jam, Al-Mu'annath Asalam, has Atun ending. For example, Muslimatun becomes Muslimatun. Muhandisatun becomes Muhandisatun. Note that in the plural form, in this plural form, the singular, yani the sound feminine plural, the singular has a short A, Muslima, Muslimatun. But the T, the Ta, in Muslimatun, yani is Ta Marbuta. And the Ta, yani this T is round Ta, Ta Marbuta. Whereas in the plural, the A sound, Muslimat, the A is long, and the T is open, yani Ta Maftuha. Okay, so what they're saying here is that in the singular form, yani the feminine noun, Muslima, it has a short vowel and it has ta mabuta. In the plural, it has a long vowel, Muslimat, and has ta maftuha, the open ta. Okay, so this is the difference between the singular and the sound feminine plural. Muslima with a short vowel, ta mabuta, Muslimat with a long vowel, ta maftuha. In pronunciation, the only difference between the singular and the plural is the shortness and length of the A sound. Muslima, Muslimat. Muslimatun, Muslimatun. That's what we want to say about the plurals, sound plurals, masculine and feminine sound plurals. The other thing, yani in the minutes that remain, just very, very briefly, is that on page 34, the broken plural. Unlike in English, the broken plural is very widely used in Arabic. There are more than 20 patterns of the broken plural. Some are given in this lesson. These are fu'ulun, as in najmun, nujumun. Fu'ulun, as in, example, kitabun, kutubun. Fi'alun, yani, example, jabalun, jibalun. Fu'alun, with shadda on the ayn, middle radical, tajirun, tujjarun. Afa'alun, example, qalamun, aklamun. Fu'ala'u, yani example, zamilun, zumala'u. Afa'ila'u, sadiqun, asdiqa'un. And fi'latun, akhun, ikhwatun. The student is advised to learn the plural form of every new noun and adjective he learns. Okay, so the only thing I want to say about this, now we can't go to the details of this. If anybody wants to, you have to go back to the original book or go back to the classes that we had when we went through the original Medina book, from Medina Book 1, and we explained this in great detail, explaining these examples. What I want to say is that these patterns, fu'ulun, and fu'ulun, and fi'alun, and fu'alun, and af'alun, fu'ala'u, af'ila'u, and fi'latun, these are patterns that are based upon the Arabic pattern fa'ala. Fa, Ayn, and Lam. Three root letters that represent the radicals. The first radical is represented by Fa in the pattern. When you see Fa, that represents the first root letter of whatever word you're talking about. As in Najmun, three root letters. Noon, Jeem, Meem. So the Fa in the pattern represents the Noon. The Ayn in this pattern represents the Jeem, and the Lam represents the Meem. So the pattern tells you what to do with that, with those three root letters. For noon, jim, meem, the pattern tells us, the noon, the fa, takes dhamma. So you say, nu. The jim, which is the ayn of the letter, the second root letter, takes dhamma, elongated by an extra waw. So you get nu, ju. And then the lam, which is the last radical, the third radical, meem, yani, no, you don't have to do anything to it. So, najmun, noon, jim, meem. And according to this pattern, the first letter takes dhamma, the second letter takes a dhamma elongated by waw. So, najama becomes nujumun. The pattern fu'ulun tells us the first radical, as in kitab, ka, ta, ba, or the three radicals. It tells us that the kaf, the first radical, takes dhamma. And the ayn, which is the ta in this word, kitab, the second radical takes dhamma. And the third radical, you don't have to do anything to it. So it's just telling us the pattern fu'ulun tells us that the first radical takes dhamma and the second radical takes dhamma. So if the three root letters of kitabun is kaf, ta, and ba, it tells us the kaf takes dhamma, the ta takes dhamma, so you get kutubun. And this is how these patterns work. Yani the letters in every pattern, fa, ayn, and lam, represent the first radical, the second radical, the third radical, meaning the three root letters of the word. You have to remove, yani, the extra letters in any word. Usually they're going to be the long vowels, like aleph, waw, and ya, for the most part. And this is a different study that we're not going to do now. But the point is, yani, you have to remove the extra letters till you get to the triliteral root, three letters, and then you apply the pattern to it. The pattern tells you the first radical, fa, you do what to it. The second radical, ayn, you do what to it. And the third radical, what you have to do to it. And if you have to add anything to the beginning of it as a prefix, or anything to the end of it as a suffix, as in, yani, af'ila, you have to add a hamza with a fatha before the first radical, which takes sukoon. So sadiq becomes asdiqa, and you also have to add an aleph, elongation, and a hamza at the end. So there are a lot of things to do with these patterns. This is not the time for that, but it's just a point to know how to use these patterns. With this, we're going to stop, and just be reminded that because this lesson is quite lengthy, yani, there wasn't any really time to do extra exercises, yani, any vocabulary quiz, or listening skills, or imla. But inshallah, and in the future, we'll try to turn back to some of those exercises. And we have normal length lessons. We're definitely at the end of our time, so we're going to stop here. I think we're at the end of our time. Yeah, 2:15, yes. So we're going to stop here. And again, as always, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He, yani, bless me and you all with that which is good for us, and that which we need, and not so much necessarily that which we want. That Allah bless us with that which is good for us in this life and the next, and that He, yani, enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, that He, yani, recognize, record, and reward all of the good that we do, yani, that He make us to be able to do it purely for His sake alone, in accordance with the Sunnah, and that He keep us firm upon this, yani, as-sirat al-mustaqim, and to return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.